Blog Talk Radio.
Yours truly. I just thought it was time. So I thought, start the show with it. No problem. Nobody will know. It'll
We're
be fine.
Not. You know what that reminded me of? It's a real nice, classy little piano bar. And that's what you could do if I did an extra job when you get moved.
Hey, I'd like that. That would be fun.
I know you would. That'd be right up your alley.
Oh, yeah. I've done in a piano bar before, and it was absolutely fun. I loved it. Hey, I'll check that out when I get there. Why not, you know?
Yeah, why not? That'd be fun. Yeah.
That'd be fun. Yeah. I never thought of that. Thanks, Sue. I never did think of that. Do they still have piano bars? Oh, showing our age, girl, showing our age. But, yeah, that was a 1950s torch song that Julie London did. And do you guys remember the TV show Emergency?
Yes.
She was the head nurse at the hospital in Emergency.
Really?
Dix. Yeah, Dixie. Yeah, that was her.
Okay.
So I never knew she could sing until I found this, and I thought, hey, yeah, she could sing. Hey, guess what? It's in my key. All right.
Yeah, that was a great song you just did.
Oh, thank you, because it was fun. When things are in your key and you don't have to struggle to do it, it works out real good that way.
Well, great. Well, anyway, that's
and I've,
an idea.
I've got, yeah, I've got another one. Well, actually, I've got three that I'm working on that are in my voice range. And one is an old Roberta Flack song, First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. And mm-hmm. I was encouraged to put that on the show. I've already put it in group, so you guys have probably already heard it. But I have to re-record it because it has to be recorded in an MP3 before I can email it to myself to download it into the computer to put it in the show. It just,
oh, okay.
The way I recorded it on my phone last time, and it just doesn't work that way. It says, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found out, well, you're right, I can't do that.
No, sounds not
so
right.
Yeah, I gotta do a different way. And then there's a couple others I'm working on that they're real easy for my voice to do. And so I'm working on them to get them all done up. All I need is time. That's the problem. It's not being able to work the songs out and get them recorded well enough. It's time to sit down and do it. Because it takes
right.
2-3 hours at a time, you know. And anyway, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And your time is pretty much taken up with working nights and sleeping days. That's not giving you much
and then,
of a life.
And then doing three shows a week. And I have about one day a week that I can do all the extra things
mm-hmm.
that need done,
yeah, but
whether it's laundry, cleaning house, shopping, whatever needs done. I do that on Friday. Then I've got to put Saturday show together. Thursday is kind of a clean it all up, pack a little bit, do what I can, pack some on Friday, pack some on Saturday, you know, and it's maybe – the only thing I've got time to pack is maybe one or two boxes. You know, well, with all of my junk, that's not much.
Oh, well, it'll all come together. I just wish you could hurry up and get settled. I know this is driving
so do I. So do I. Oh, my gosh. I wish I knew. Well, I got to find a piece of property first. I'm going to go on a different tack. I've already told you this, Sue. I'm going to go on a different tack. And I mentioned it to John as well. Buy a piece of property and go for a home land package and get it all set up and put a new mobile home on it. And you
mm-hmm.
can get a 3-bedroom mobile home that's only like 20 by 44. You know, 923 square foot. That's not real huge, but it's big enough. And they lay those things out so perfect to be usable.
Uh-huh.
And that's just what I'm thinking of doing. I just need to be doing that. And if I can just buy a piece of property outright and then hang out for another 4 months and collect mm-hmm. some more money for down payment for a mobile home, I can do that. I can do
well,
that.
Yeah, that
would
work. Sure. You know, I had a double wide mobile home one time, and I really did enjoy it. I liked it.
Oh
but,
yeah, I've lived in mobile homes and trailers more than I've lived in houses, so I'm a lot more familiar with them, and I know what can go wrong with them. I know what doesn't go wrong with them. And nowadays they're built just like a house with 2x6 framing,
mm-hmm.
so can't beat
yeah,
that.
Just make sure they're tied down well.
Yes, you got to tie them down. Well, you can't get them insured if you don't tie them down. You've got to tie them down. And you got to know how to deal with critters under the house because they are going to get there. And you don't want to be crawling under there with the snakes and the black widow spiders and all that stuff. So you got to keep that fumigated under there to keep those critters out.
Mm-mm-mm.
I know how to do that too.
Well,
been in that situation.
Like
well,
like
I've done
plan.
It twice. I've done it twice, so I know how it works. So I'm just kind of discouraged, depressed, and fed up with trying to get a $50,000 house that will qualify that somebody can't come in and pay cash and pull it out from under me. you know, that's just, well, that has gotten old. I've got to try for something else.
John just said you can put a tent on the face of land.
I can. I know how to do that too, honey. I can make a floor and put that tent up there. I can do that. I have done that before. Yes, I can do that. You betcha I can do that. I'm a good cook on a campfire. You would not believe it, but I sure can. And you got to build a little shelter over that campfire so the rain don't drown it. I can do that. I know how.
Well,
I'm from the backwoods, hon.
It might get to that point. Get the land and just
it might
get the tent and move in and wait and get the boa home so you find the right one.
Oh, honey, I have considered that. I have considered going to Walmart, buy a tent package for $300-$400. Then when you get there, you set that sucker up and you take your pine boughs and you make yourself.
Hey, I have an air mattress, I'll send you.
A cover. Oh, I have an air mattress. I have two air mattresses. But you take those pine boughs and you make a waterproof cover over that tent, and that will also help keep the warmth in it. And you don't need a fire inside, just light that camp lantern and you got heat inside of it, and it's plenty of heat. So especially for Georgia. I have thought of that. I grew up in North Idaho. I know how to do those things, and I know where it's been done before. When we lived up in North Idaho, there was a couple there, maybe 10, 15 miles away from us that lived in a teepee. Literally, they lived in the teepee.
Yeah.
You know, they owned the land and they couldn't afford the house. Yeah, you know.
The Indians did it for years, but, you know, their tent was probably made out of buffalo skin, wasn't it?
Yeah, buffalo hides. They tanned the buffalo hides. And for an outside winter cover, they didn't take the hair off. They used it as a winter cover over the top of the cured hide.
Mm-hmm.
So they had like a summer-winter situation. Now, this is for the Northwest Indians. I don't know as much about the Southwest Indians. I know about Northwest Indians around Montana and Nebraska and Idaho. Around up there, I know how they did it. But I grew up with that. So, you know. And guys, my family was hunters and fishers. I got no problem living in a tent for a while. I can do it.
you thought you were being funny.
I can do that. That's very, very possible. Especially if I get fed up enough with this system there I got going. Anyway. This is a great 1950s Elvis and rock and roll with Jenny. We're going to have a 1950s show. We're going to have a 1950s show. I think I've got one song by our mystery singer that is 1961, I believe, because he couldn't find a 1950s one real fast. And he didn't have time to record one. So I said, oh, that's okay. I can play this one. We'll play it at the end of the show, and it'll be fine. It'll transition us out of the 50s back into our regular decades. he said, okay. So that's what we're going to do. But for up until then, we are 1950s, guys. We are 1950s. And to start that out, I'm going to play. Now, maybe not all of these Elvis songs are totally seldom heard, but they're not exactly every day either. So what I'm going to do right now is an Elvis song from 1958. Ain't That Lovin' You, Baby?
I could ride around the world in an old ox cart and never let another girl thrill my heart. Is that loving you, baby? Is that loving you, baby? Is that loving you, baby? Is that loving you, son? I could meet 100 girls and have loads of fun. My hugging and my kissing belong to just the one. Is that loving you, baby? Is that loving you, baby?
like an alley cat. I give them all to you and never take a one back. And that's loving you, baby.
Quite the good show starter. We like that. Yeah. Trying to answer all those suggestions for a totem pole and a tire swing.
Oh, yeah. That's...
A happy little tire swing.
Oh, I have great ideas for you, Jenny.
Oh, hey, you know, it worked. I remember having a tire swing when I was a kid. My grandpa did it for us. And that was fun. This big old cottonwood tree.
I enjoyed that too back then.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. And this big old cottonwood tree. And grandpa was always doing stuff like that, just trying to make things fun for us to be down there because they thought there wasn't anything for us to do on the farm. Well, yeah, they had it wrong. But that's okay. That's okay. He was happy doing things for us. Made him happy. Go ahead, Gramps. You do it. So, hey, I've got one that you requested a couple weeks ago, Sue.
Okay.
Bobby Day from 1958. Rockin' Robin.
Rockin' Robin, sweet, 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 s
That always was fun. We did that in high school choir. It was a blast. Some of the guys actually managed to whistle at the end. The girls were just laughing so hard they couldn't, you know. Oh, but it was fun. It was entertaining. Let's put it that way.
Oh yeah, gosh. Right.
Well, we had a music teacher that didn't want us to just stand up there and sing. He went through all the trouble to make us get it right. And then he added choreographies to make it interesting and fun. So I'm pretty thankful for Mr. Hartley. He was a cool music teacher. That was awesome. I only got to have him for 1 year, though, because then I had to move. Huh. Mm. Well, the next music teacher was almost as entertaining, just himself.
I had some good teachers. Most of my teachers were fun.
Mr. Owens was an excellent teacher. If you wanted voice lessons and practice and stuff, he would do that. He would do that. And then you wanted to sing a solo in a concert, he would run you through and teach you how to do that and make sure you had it right. And then you had the solo. It was great. So he encouraged us as much as he possibly could for as much as any of the students wanted to do. So it was great. And I got to junior and senior year, I get to sing 4 hours a day. I was in hog heaven. I swear it was excellent. Totally excellent.
You know, Jenny, that reminded me of something. This is so crazy. It goes so far back. But I had a teacher's coach, and he was actually my English teacher, too. But we were out tied at break one afternoon, and he walked up to me and handed me a quarter. And I said, "What's this for?" And he said, "You know, Sue, I know you're 13 now, but when you get 16, would you keep this quarter and call me?" I didn't know what to think because it shocked me really, and I guess that was the first time I'd ever been hit on. And
a teacher.
Anyway,
oh my God,
I looked at him,
out.
And when I thought about it, my face blushed. You know, I had a hard time in English from then on.
Uh huh. You think? Yeah. Oh, glory.
And
yeah,
I
well,
held that for a lot of years. I held on to it for a long, long time.
My teachers were very careful because there was a lot of stuff going on back then in my town, and the teachers were targets if they stepped out of line. So they were very careful. They were very careful. I didn't hear of any of that stuff going on. So... That's funny, Sue. That's funny.
Well, isn't it though? I thought, my word.
Hey, you know, I don't mind getting hit on. I wouldn't mind getting hit on by older guys. That's not a problem. But in high school? Ooh.
I wasn't even in high school. I was only about 13.
You're 13, yeah. What, 7th grade, 6th grade, something like that. You're in junior high, girl. Oh, my gosh. You a baby. That's not good, honey. That's not good.
No.
The only teacher that we had in high school, that would have been worth getting hit on by, was a newlywed. So he was still stuck on his wife, and very conscious of don't look, don't touch, don't talk, because he was younger. He was like 25, 26, and a bunch of high school girls just really had the hots for him. And he had to be real careful, real careful. He was successful at it, though. You know, the girls stayed in line, and he didn't encourage anybody, and it was okay. It was okay. But I do remember, man, he was a good-looking hunk. But he was married. He was very married. And that was a good thing. That was a very good thing.
Well, yeah, this coach was, too. And Anyway, too, I can't imagine a phone call back then even costing a quarter, and you can't even find a phone booth anymore.
No, really, you can't. And the whole thing is, it wasn't a quarter back. I think it was a nickel at that time, and then somewhere in through high school, it went up to a dime. And it was at a dime for a long time, for a long time.
I don't ever recall a dime, ever.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Well, we had it up in the Pacific Northwest. It hit a dime. But it was a dime for a long, long time, long time.
Maybe just different states. I don't know, but I don't ever recall a dime.
Different states, different regions, different phone companies. You know,
mm-hmm.
that would do. So, hey, let's play another Elvis song. I want to hear another Elvis song. This is cool. I've always loved this one because he just takes it and goes with it. 1957, when he was the rock and roll man of the age. You're so square, baby, I don't care.
Like crazy music, don't like rock and bands. You just wanna go to a movie show and sit there holding hands. You are so square, baby, I don't care. You don't like a hot rod racing, driving late at night. You just wanna bike with slides and dark. You just wanna hold me tight. You are so square, baby, I don't care. You don't know any dance steps that I knew. No one else can love me like you do. I don't know why my heart flips, I only know it does. I wonder why I love you, babe. I guess it's just because you were so square. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. I don't know why my heart flips, I only know it does. I wonder why I love you, baby. I guess it's just because you were so square. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't
care. Cool. The way they did that bass at the end, that was awesome.
I know. I love that song. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
I can see him dancing now. That was just,
and you know, the guy on drums was not shy. Whack them puppies, whack them.
Yeah.
Worked very nice. Oh, yeah. I've got some really awesome stuff today from Sun Records. John sent me a whole passel of Sun Records recordings, and a lot of them were songs that he did later, but these were from I don't know if I can say original artists, but the artists that did it for Sun Records at any rate, and it was before Elvis did them. So one I'm going to do right now, if I can get this to work. There we go. All right. Oh, boy. Okay, take a deep breath. Blow on it, yell at it, throw it through the window. It'll work. Okay. You threaten it, it'll work. Okay, from 1959, this is Vernon Taylor from Sun Records doing Mystery Train.
Long. Train arrives.
cool. Some of these, you know, it's, some of these I didn't realize that they were done before, you know, until this happens. And this isn't the first time that I've heard most of these. We've done these before, and so I knew them before. But until I heard them and realized they were done before Elvis did them, it was like, wow, really? I thought Elvis did that. Oh, yeah, Elvis did that later.
Well,
it's hard.
See, a lot of it's because the sound is so different. Because,
yes, yes.
You know, and it's been shocking to me to hear so many that have been done and then to hear him do it, and it's like a completely different song.
Exactly, but that's how it's supposed to sound.
I know.
Because Elvis,
is.
Yeah, Elvis grabbed those. I mean, he listened to things over and over and over again until it kind of ingrained itself in his mind. And he knew it would be a hit. So he just kept listening, kept listening, kept listening. And then he did it in his style. And that's why it sounds different, because he did it. He did it
Elvis
his
style.
Way.
Oh,
oh Mother of Mercy. Okay. How about one that we're used to hearing Little Richard sing that we never think of Elvis singing? But in 1956, he did sing this. Tutti Frutti. Oh, Rudy.
Wop, bop, a loo, wop, lop, bam, boom. Tutti Frutti. Oh, Rudy. 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 Wop, bop, a loo, wop, lop, bam, boom. I got a gal named Sue. She know just what to do. I got a gal named Sue. She know just what to do. She rob me to the east. She rob me to the west. She's a gal that I love best. Tutti Frutti. Oh, Rudy. 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 Bop, bop, a loo, bop, bop, bam, boom. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drive me crazy. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drive me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. 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 Bop, bop, a loo, bop, bamboo. Hey! Bamboo, I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. 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 Hop, bop, a loo, bop, a lop, bamboo.
I had to do that. They stopped too suddenly. They didn't put an ending on it.
You just had to get that in. I know it wouldn't be right.
I did. It, honey, it would have hurt me if I hadn't done that.
It's a great song. Well, I tell you, that,
oh,
was, that
yeah.
was when he had all that wonderful energy. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Back in the 50s. You know, he was still just a baby in the music business, you know. He may have been getting hits, and he may have been getting play times and venues, but he was still a baby and trying to learn. And when he was with Sun Records, John told me when Elvis was with Sun Records, he learned so much while he was there. And that's as it should have been, because he was new to the business. And what better place to learn than from all of these seasoned performers that were performing for Sun Records and putting out recordings and knowing what you needed to do to get to the charts, to get to the top of the charts, to get people to want to come to your concerts and see you. And, boy, I tell you, Elvis took that knowledge and ran with it. He just used that knowledge to better advantage than any of those other guys ever even thought about. I mean, you go to a fair and you're up on this high up stage and people are just jumping up trying to touch you, and you got to be careful. You're going to get pulled down into that crowd and ripped apart. Oh,
well, yeah, and he didn't know it was going to do that to the crowd. But
did you see his face on that video? He was just a smiling. He couldn't believe it. And he was very entertained by the whole thing. He always found it somewhat amusing when the women did that. He couldn't figure it out. He thought it was somewhat amusing. And I think that's cool because that kept it fresh all those years, you know?
Yeah,
he never...
The end of his career there, he could move one leg and the audience were going crazy.
Exactly, and he thought that was funny. If you watch his face in some of those videos, he thought that was funny. He had to try to not laugh because he didn't want to offend them. And I get such a kick out of that, thinking, you know, even after all that time, after all that adoration, he was still grounded. He still had his feet on the ground and his heads were not in the clouds. He found humor in people being stupid. That wasn't exactly being stupid. It was just going overboard, and it was kind of like, why are you doing this? This is silly. He's going to be up there singing for you anyway. You don't have to react like crazy people. But they did. They did. They didn't know what else to do, you know? So I think it was kind of cool that he had that experience, but I also greatly admire him for thinking it was funny. He didn't let it go to his head. Yeah, it was great. It was great. He didn't.
I watched part of the biography last night and never really paid that much attention to it, but I was wondering if the song My Way that was actually done by Sinatra, was that the first time he ever sang that? On that last song in 77?
In his last, that's what I hear. John, can you affirm that or deny it one way or the other? Was that the first time he had sung My Way at that last concert there? Well, everybody kept telling him not to do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You can't do that song. Don't do it. Even Frank Sinatra, don't do that song. And it's kind of like, you know, he killed it. I don't know why they kept telling him not to, because he killed it. But anyway, we'll find out. I have the other half of Mystery Train. You know that Elvis quite often put 2 and 3 songs together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is like the other song, and this one was done by a big dude called Rufus Thomas Jr. with Sun Records. These are with Sun Records. John sent these to me, so they're all good, guys. They're all good. And this one is Tiger Man.
Well, I get up on the mountain and I call
Drums just get you moving, you know it. I like that. That was cool. They knew how to do that too. Hey, hello, Carolyn. How are you doing, honey?
Trying to cook dinner and listen to at the same time. And mother calling down here and won't know if we're having a party.
Well, tell her yes, and she's not invited. Since you don't want her there, tell her she's not invited. You know, if you want her to come down for supper, tell her, yeah, come on over. You can party with us.
She don't like Elvis, and she don't like rock and roll, and she just listens to country music, and that's it.
Well,
and
she needs
I don't
to stay home then.
Down here and watch her grumble the whole time she's down here. So
yeah, she needs to stay home.
Yeah. I wasn't
sorry.
I wasn't trying to be mean to her, but I know how she is.
No, but if we're doing stuff that she's not going to enjoy, you don't invite her over. It's real simple. Why make her unhappy as well as her making everybody else unhappy? You know, you got to be a little choosy.
Yeah.
Because if you invite somebody over, you want them to enjoy themselves as well as you want to enjoy them being there. And if we're doing something she ain't going to like, then she needs to stay home and be happy. That works better.
But my little speaker that my sister sent to me for my shed, it's called the Beat Pill, and it looks like a big, long red pill, and it does Bluetooth, so I can sit it in the window and let Clyde to hear it, too, because he's working in the garden.
Oh, well, there you go.
He's not missing the show, and I should have had my phone with me a while ago when I looked out there. His butt was just a-moving. I can just hear the neighbors talking now.
Well, good. Maybe they're all enjoying the party. Awesome. Yeah. That would be great. Maybe later they'll ask you, how can we listen to that? How can we listen to that? And you can let them know where to get the link.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Yeah, because TLC Radio Network is a public group, and they can go into that anytime and get that link. It's always there. So that will work. So yeah, cool. I'm glad they're enjoying it, having a good time with it.
Yeah, I've been running the chopper to make fresh coleslaw, so I had to turn the speaker up so I could hear you over it. And Clyde came in and said, well, put it in the window so I can hear it, too.
Yeah,
said,
put
okay.
it up there. Turn it up as high as it'll go and let everybody hear it.
Yeah. And he's
like
enjoying
that.
It. And I was enjoying it while I'm trying to cook his dinner. So, but I wanted to straighten it out with the ladies on there because they were saying bring Mother down here.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing.
Yeah. Not a good idea.
No.
Well, that's okay, though. That's all right. You know, everybody has their own thing to do, and that's just fine. If she won't enjoy it, it's okay to not invite her. It doesn't mean anything bad.
No. I know
so
what Mother
it's right.
prefers, and I don't push my music on her, and she don't push hers on me.
There you go. There you go. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. All right. Let's play another Elvis song.
All right. I have to go back to dinner.
Okay. Yeah. You don't want dinner to burn. Clyde wouldn't like that.
Oh, no. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, sweetie. Thanks for letting us know.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Another Elvis song from... Where is it? 1954. And this is a Sun Records song. You're a heartbreaker.
You're a heartbreaker. You're a heartbreaker. A heartbreaker playing with fire. You're a tear snatcher. You're a quarrel patcher. But you can't break my heart anymore. For I have just found someone else who's sure to take your place. Someone I can always trust and fill this empty space. You're a heartbreaker. You're a heartbreaker. But you can't break my heart anymore. You're a smooth talker, you're a real cool walker, but now you have talked out of turn. You're a high stepper, you're an eye catcher, but you won't catch my glances anymore. For I have just found someone else who's sure to take your place. Someone I can always trust and fill this empty space. You're a heartbreaker, you're a love faker, but you can't break my heart anymore. You're a heartbreaker, you're a love faker, a heartbreaker playing with fire. You're a tear snatcher, you're a quarrel patcher, but you can't break my heart anymore. For I have just found someone else who's sure to take your place. Someone I can always trust and fill this empty space. You're a heartbreaker, you're a heartbreaker, but you can't break my heart anymore.
They always forget that part. They always forget that. Yeah. They always forget that part. But I can do that for them. It's okay. I know how. I've had some practice at that. I can do that. Hey, I've got something really cool that came as a very big surprise to me, but I looked at the label on the record and it's really interesting because it says Rufus Thomas Jr., but right above Rufus, in parentheses, it said Phillips. So, I looked at that, and John says it's Sam Phillips singing this. They put Rufus' name on it. So, I listened to it, and I couldn't really tell. So, I'm not going to gainsay. I'm just, hey, okay, if that's how they want to do it, it's fine with me. Anyway, this one is an answer to Hound Dog. And it's called Bearcat.
You know what you said about me, don't you, woman? Well, you ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. And mama, I know you you're just an old bearcat. You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. Ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. Oh, rub ya!
Fun. You could end up on a heap on the floor just laughing. Oh, yeah. But that's, you know, the 1950s stuff is fun. You know what? It's just, there's so much of it that's just, there's no better word than fun.
Right. You know,
yeah.
Once the Beatles came along, it just changed music to where it was not good.
Well, yeah, it's a matter of opinion. I'm not going to argue with you, but I really could argue with you. It's just that it was different. That's
it
all.
Was.
It just changed it different.
Was
but the Beatles didn't come till 63. Watch. The Beatles didn't come till 63, 64. They had nothing to do with the 50s. So they were kids in the 50s. They were little guys in the 50s. So it didn't have anything to do with the 1950s stuff. And they weren't the first ones to be changing rock and roll in the 60s either.
Right.
So you got to think. I mean, we had so many long hair bands in the U.S. by that time that I mean, I took colored pencil and I just made this crazy poster once. And I think I was 14, 15, and I filled a whole big, I think it was like 15 by 20 sheet of paper, completely just writing down names of bands. And this was in 66, 66, 67. So, I mean, stop and think. There was some, the British invasion. That's what changed the face of rock and roll.
Music was different after that, and I really never cared for it that much. I never cared for the Beatles at all.
Oh, well, honey, I got into it. That was my era. That was my music. That was when I was really growing up. That was my, 63, I was 10. At the end of 63, I was 10. So I was just starting to get into that kind of thing. So when all of this British invasion stuff started happening and our U.S. bands took up the flag, so to speak, yeah, I was right there. I was right there. I knew all the bands. I knew all the songs. And it was my era. Yeah, I did the long hair and the really short skirts, and I wore the heels, the chunky heels to school, and the tight sweaters. That was left over from the 50s. But I didn't do the beads and the headbands and the Nehru jackets and all that with the hippie thing.
No.
But it was the hippie era. It was the hippie era. If you look on TV and you see this pop party down in Haight-Ashbury or up in the Golden Gate Park with the flower children, and they were smoking and all this stuff and not smoking cigarettes, it was no big deal. That was just normal everyday stuff when I was growing up. So I got used to that weirdness.
Well, we grew up at the same time, Jenny. But, no, that was just a strange era for me. I mean, I grew up in that era, too, and it was just something I didn't really care for. You know, I recall.
Well, I guess by the time it hit, I'd had enough country music. I'd had enough. I'd have enough big band, country and stuff. I was ready for a change. When it came, I just flew with it. It was great. And Mama let us do it. She didn't say anything about it. It was, you want that, you go ahead and listen to that music. That's not a problem.
You know, that's when I changed the country.
See, I'd been listening to country since I was born. That's what Mama had the radio on. I was listening to country since I was born. I was tired of it, ready for something different. So when the British invasion came along and music changed to that pop rock stuff, I was ready for it. And I embraced it, and I went with it. And dances and up in – us girls used to have a gay old time up in our bedroom, turn the radio on and dance. Mama didn't care. We'd do it in the living room, too. She didn't care. It was all right. Kept us from watching TV and being sitting on our butts. That she didn't like. She didn't like us sitting on our tails. That was one of the things that she did not care for us to be doing. So, I had a song in my – okay, here we go. It's like, what was I going to play? Huh? Where did that go? I don't know where it went, but it wasn't in my head. Wasn't in my head anymore. Okay. Elvis from 1956, which 55, 6, 7, and 8 were the best. Well, they were the beginning of his career, and they were when he was just feeling things out and getting a handle on what his style might be. And he changed it a little bit every year because music audiences are fickle, you know, but he kept up with it. And that's how he was on top for so long. And we love it. We love it. We love it. This one from 1956 is Any Way You Want Me, That's How I Will Be.
I'll be as strong as a mountain, or weak as a willow tree. In your hands, my heart what you make me. You've only to take me, and in your arms I will stay. Be a fool or a wise man, my darling, you hold the key.
He put an ending on it. Oh my gosh, how am I going to handle this?
There'll probably be one in a little bit. You'll
okay.
Like your dress today.
Yeah, I'll just pull up my big girl panties and deal with it. I can resolve this later.
Put your panties in a wad.
It's okay. Yes, there you go. It's okay. All right. See, John wanted to make sure we had fun with this show and with Sun Records recordings from the 50s. And I think he did a pretty bang-up job. This is awesome. This is Earl Peterson from 1954. He was called the Hillbilly Bopper. That gives you a clue. And here is him doing Boogie Blues.
Oh, you let me down and you did it before. Now, honey, please don't do it no more. I got a low-down feeling over you. Don't go and leave me with them Boogie Blues. I got them blues.
Another ending. Cool. And that's the kind of thing that I used to hear on the country stations as well. They used to do that. They used to call it hillbilly rock. And they played it on the country stations along with Hank Snow and Hank Williams and oh gosh, I got his face is in my head and I can't get his name out. But anyway, the El Paso dude, Marty Robbins. Yeah. Okay. That one hurt. You know, that one really hurt. Because you're sitting here and you have all these faces going through your brain, and it's like, okay, pull the names out, pull the names out. It's like, what names? They don't have names. They're just faces. So anyway, but yeah, that's the kind of song they used to play, as well as the heartbreak country and all of that stuff. They had their fun too, you know. It's
yeah, there were some good singing too.
Yeah, well, it's what made me interested in looking up the music of the Tennessee Hills, you know, the front porch music. And I even have looked up how they make their own banjos and guitars and stuff. And it's really cool. It's awesome. I really admire their musical and craftsman talent. It's great. I'd like to visit up there sometime and actually take part in the Front Porch Music Fest. That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would.
We'll see. Maybe someday. Maybe not. We'll find, maybe when I'm out in Georgia living in a tent.
I don't forget to walk the door.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Never mind the knife splitting down the sidewall, but, you know, that's okay. But you know what? I do have enough money. I could buy one of those sheds and move it onto property and live in that while I'm getting ready to put the house on there. But if I do that, then I don't have money for the house. So, you know, I can't do everything. Can't do everything. So, okay. Now, we're going to do one that we all know. And please, God, let me have labeled it correctly, because I'm running into that lately. Elvis doing, from 1957, All Shook Up.
Okay.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near a girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Mm-hmm. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. And she touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Now the I had a question asked of me if I wore the boots and the hats when I was listening to country growing up. Nope. That never came into play up in the Pacific Northwest. Up there it was logging and mining. The you know, they did ranching, but not so much where I was. That was over towards the center of Washington State and farther down south in Idaho. So I didn't get around that so much until I moved to Arizona. That's when I bought my first cowboy hat.
Because I believe I told you that my dad raised horses, and we used to do some rodeoing, and I used to do barrel racing.
Well, yeah, of course, then you're going to have your boots and your hats and stuff. I did have a cousin who did barrel racing, and she lived in Deary, Idaho, and she did have the hat and the boots and the jeans and the belt buckles and all that stuff, but I never got into that. I was a lot younger than her, and so I never did get into that. But you know what? When I moved to Arizona, oh, yeah, because that sun... My cowboy hat was a white straw hat. I never got boots until about 5-6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I just decided I needed a pair of cowboy boots. You know, I'd been in Arizona for 20 years. I needed a pair of cowboy boots, so I got some. Went up to the boot barn and got me a pair of cowboy boots. And now I don't have that white straw hat anymore. That kind of got crushed out, and now it's a brown leather hat. And it's great when it rains or when the wind's blowing or what. It's fantastic. It just keeps you warmer and keeps you dry, and I like it. I like it a lot. And I'm keeping it. I don't know how they feel about cowboy hats in Georgia, but I'm keeping it. So there we go.
I haven't worn a hat in a long time, a cowboy hat. But I used to have all kinds and all kind of boots, and I really got into that. And then too, when my kids were growing up, they used to do the play days all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was around a lot of that throughout my life and enjoyed it, but I haven't been on a horse in a long time.
I haven't either, and I miss it. I miss horseback riding. I miss it a lot. But you know, I don't have time. I don't have time. Maybe I can find a dude ranch or something in Georgia when I get there, because I will have time to go riding if I find a place to ride. So we'll see. But I've been here for 25 years and never been on a horse the whole time. That's sad. That's really sad. So anyway, but I do have my cowboy boots and I have my hat.
You're ready.
I have my gun belt. You know, I'm set. Wild, wild west here.
Oh, gosh.
Except I got to go walking? No, something's wrong with that picture, ain't it? All right. Here we got another Sun Records. And this was Elvis' idea for It's Now or Never. This is Rayburn Anthony singing a song called There's No Tomorrow.
There's no tomorrow when love is new. Now is forever. Drop a sweet surrender. No
How's that for an ending? Whoa! That was great! All right. Yeah, we can do that. Pretty good, can't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Elvis from 1956. When my blue moon turns to gold again.
Well, when my blue moon turns to gold again, when a rainbow turns the flood away, well, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms, eh? Well, the memories that linger in my heart, memories that make my heart grow cold. Well, well, someday they're gonna live again, sweetheart. And I blew my moon again some time ago. Well, when my blue moon turns to gold again, well, the rainbow turns the clouds away. Well, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms, eh? Well, the memories that linger in my heart, my heart grow cold. Oh, well, you know, someday they're gonna live again, sweetheart. Am I blue again, moon turns to gold? Look into my blue moon turns to gold again. Oh, when the rainbow turns the clouds away. Oh, well, look into my blue moon turns to gold again. Back within my arms to stay.
Oh, yeah. Make that blue moon gold. You betcha. We want that. Besides, the moon is supposed to be gold, not blue. What the heck is that all about? Okay, well, you know, some people wear funny colored glasses. That's what happens. Okay, now all of these songs that are not Elvis were sent to me by John. So that's why I haven't been saying that with every song, because he sent me most of the show today, and that's fantastic. I love it. I love it. I love it, and I want it to keep happening. So, you know, put that under your hat. Don't let it get away. Right now, I've got one from, it was Danny and Audrey Harrison that recorded it. And the label is yellow like Sun Records, but it says Event Records. So I'm not sure what that is all about, but it's a really rocking song. This is Rockabilly Boogie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sound on the old guitar when he begins to play. He makes all the old folks start feel like a gay. It's a rockabilly boogie with a boogie woogie beat. Plays a rockabilly boogie in a bar down the street.
Guitars are cool. They are fantastic. And you wouldn't think that you can get as many different kinds of music or different kinds of sounds out of them that you can. But you can make that sucker cry, literally. And it can hoop and holler. It's a steel guitar is awesome. Just awesome. Okay. Yeah. Big breath. Here's another Elvis song from 1956. We like 1956, actually. This is Ready Teddy.
Ready, set, go, and go. I got a gal that I love so. Rock and roll, going down to the corner, pick up my sweetie pie. She's my rock and roll baby, she's the apple of my eye. Ready, 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 I'm ready. Ready, 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 I'm ready. Ready, 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 I'm ready, ready, ready to rock and roll. Out of flat top cats and the dungaree dog. I headed for the gym to the sock hop ball. The joints really jumping, the cats are going wild. The music really to my daily friends.
On these endings, this is cool. Yeah, more endings, more endings.
Great song,
isn't that fantastic? I love that song. I have not heard that one very much. This is only like the fourth time I've heard this song, and I've played it every time. So it's just not one of those that people pull out to play. I don't know why, because it's good. Well, a lot of his 50s stuff doesn't get played too much. I guess we'll have to remedy that. Yep, we're gonna have to take care of that. Okay. How about Jerry Lee Lewis? This is when he was recording for Sun Records. Yeah, and he was so babyface young when he did this song. It's like, was Jerry Lee Lewis ever really that young? But yeah, he was. And this is called Old Black Joe.
Gone are the days when my heart was young and gay. Gone are the toils of the cotton fields away. Gone to the fields of a better land I know. I hear those gentle voices calling, Old Black Joe. For my head is bending low. I hear those gentle voices calling, Old Black
I can't decide whether that was an ending or not. So I guess we'll have to let it be an ending. I guess, yeah, I guess it works if you can't figure it out. So it's all right, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Yeah, it's like, look at some of those pictures of Jerry Lee Lewis when he was with Sun Records. In 1954, 1955, it's like you're going to do a double take because we're not used to seeing him like that.
No.
We're not used. We see pictures of Elvis that young quite often, so we're used to that. We never see Jerry Lee Lewis young pictures, and it took me back. It just took me aback. I had to do a double take, then I had to go back and look again. Wait a minute, is that really him? And then, yeah, and then they showed a picture of him with his 13-year-old cousin when they were going to get married. And it's like, well, okay, I could do without that, but all right. I guess
yeah,
he really was that young at one point. Oh, my gosh. That he would stick it down so that it didn't curl up. You know, it's like, honey, you're not hiding nothing. It just doesn't work. Oh, but whatever, you know. It was just really strange to see pictures of a very young Jerry Lee Lewis. And he was the picture was him standing up in front of his keyboard playing the piano while he's standing on his feet, just like he always has done. And so it had to be him. All righty then.
Yeah.
Okay, Elvis, from 1956 again. I evidently really like 1956 songs. I just thought I'd let you know. He was really good. Yeah, he was really good in 1956, wasn't he? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Called Prolific. You know, when he was so excited during that time period, during the 50s, he was so excited to... to finally be able to be doing what he loved, where somebody believed in him and believed he could do it instead of telling him he couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
They were finally accepting him and his talent and showing him that he could do it. And people loved it. People loved him. So that's, you can hear that in his voice. You can hear that excitement. You can hear that joy of acceptance. And I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. Okay, so here is a song that I have only heard, counting this time, I've heard it 4 times. I fell in love with it the first time I heard it. The first time I heard it was on Shauna's show. One-Sided Love Affair from 1956.
If you want to be loved, baby, you will got to love me too. If you want to be loved, baby, you got to love me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. If you want to be kissed, well, you will got to kiss me too. Oh yeah, if you want to be kissed, well, you will got to kiss me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Well, a fair exchange depends on no robbery, and the whole world will know that it's true. Understanding solves all problems, baby, that's why I'm telling you. If you want to be hugged, well, you will got to hug me too. Oh yeah, if you want to be hugged, well, you got to hug me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Well, no, baby, why try to give it? If you know you can't take it, well, then, no, baby, why try to give it? Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Well, a fair exchange depends on no robbery, and the whole world will know that it's true. Understanding solves all problems, baby, that's why I'm telling you. If you want to be hugged, well, you got to hug me too. Oh, yeah, if you want to be hugged, baby, you got to hug me too. Oh, yeah, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair.
Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair.
Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair.
Yeah, they forgot the last, they almost had it. Almost. Yeah, got it.
Go ahead,
I did. Yeah. 3 or 4 times, as a matter of fact. Yeah, they did pretty good up to that last note that they missed it. But I did it for them, so it's okay. I can sleep tonight because the song had an ending. Oh, lordy, 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 for all 2-3 hours that I sleep. Anyway, we're still with Sun Records. 1957 now. But just remember, and I don't know why, but this is just sticking in my head, but just remember, if you want to be hugged, you got to hug me too. And if you won't be kissed, you got to kiss me too. I think, doesn't that stuff all go without saying? I mean, you
definitely.
Know. I thought so, yeah. But he felt he needed to tell us that. So, all right, take it to heart. Remember it. Live by it. All righty then. Uh-huh. That would make life interesting, wouldn't it? Okay, Carl Perkins from Sun Records. 1957. Glad all over.
Ain't no doubt about it, it must be love. One little kiss from you and I feel glad all over.
really, but I'm glad all's over. I got goosebumps, baby, cause it feels so good when you cuddle me like you do. And I feel bad all over. Ooh, mercy, I'm real goose happy, and I'm happy, and I'm glad all over. Well, your touch goes through me like electric spark. Well, every part of me glows. I don't take a much looking to see what I got, cause it shows, it shows. Come on, honey, baby, one more time. Every time you do, well, I feel bad all over. Must be a hot dang dilly, it's really put a man all over. Well, I try to tell you I'm cooking inside when we're cheek to cheek. Temperature low, but my fever is high, I can't speak, I'm too weak. Come on, honey, bunny, give me one more time. Every time you do, well, I feel bad all over. Hot dang dilly, so silly, but I'm glad all over. Hot dang dilly, so silly, but I'm glad all over.
Woo! Hot dang dilly, so silly, but I'm glad all over. Yeah. Hot dang dilly, I like that. Hot dang dilly, it's silly, but I'm glad all over. I like that. Hot dang dilly. I kind of remember, I should write that down. Hot dang dilly.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see, I say that, people be laughing on the floor. Hey, that's not a bad thing. I can do that. I like it.
Oh,
cool. All right. We're going to stay in 1956. Now, that song we just did, Glad All Over, was 1957. We're going to bump back to 1956 and hear Elvis do Too Much, which is one of the songs he sang on Ed Sullivan.
Well, honey, I love too much. I need your love too much. I can't love you too much. You do all I live it while I do all I give it. Lord, I love you too much.
Too much.
Well, you spend all my money too much. I have to share your honey too much. When I want some love, you're gone. Don't you know you're treating your daddy wrong? Now you got me started.
Over whether 13 was too young to be married and all that, you know. But when Jerry Lee Lewis married his 13-year-old cousin, it was the fact that Meredith's cousin that was the big deal, not the fact that she was 13. Because the whole thing was if someone had their parents' permission, it was done in a lot of different places in this country. It was done for someone to be married that young. And I even knew someone who was given to a man to marry when she was 13. And by the time she was 17, she had three kids. So it's done. And this was in Idaho. So, you know, it's not people think of the Ozark Hill Country when they think of girls being married that young, but that's not always so, because it happens in a lot of different places, not big cities. You know, it doesn't happen in cities, but when you live out in the country and you're on farms or ranches or things like that, yeah, it happens, and it still happens. And mm-hmm. when it's with permission and the girl is okay with it and not forced into it, we just accept it. It's a matter of course. It's not like what is done in some of the untitled colonies that we aren't going to name, where the girls are forced into those marriages. That's not what I'm talking about. Okay? I'm talking about where it's just one man, one woman, and, well, one girl, whatever. And she's very young, and he's in his 20s or 30s or whatever it is. But as long mm-hmm. as it's with permission and the girl gives her consent, nobody I grew up with thinks much about it. It's okay.
Well, you know, my sister married at 15, and
I was
glad she was gone.
Yeah. All righty then. see what I mean? There's various reasons for this to be happening.
Well,
it happens. It does happen. I was very, very lucky. My sisters and I grew up best friends, so I was very lucky. But that's the whole thing. With Jerry Lee Lewis marrying his 13-year-old cousin, I don't think the fact that she was 13 was the problem, because they had everybody's permission to do that. The problem was her being his cousin. That was real redneck, man. That was redneck. Listen to Jeff Foxworthy or Bill Engvall, and you'll learn what redneck really means. And that was the objection to that marriage, more than her age. So that's what I remember happening at the time. Okay, I was a teenager myself. I think I was, I don't even remember. I remember the house I was living in, but I don't remember how old I was. Not very old. But I remember that being the big deal, was that she was his cousin. So mm-hmm. we need to remember that. There are different things all around, different places in the country, different places in the world. And we got to make room for all of them, because we're all people. And it's just how it works. There you go.
Anne asked me if I wanted her bedroom. No.
Well, did you tell her yes?
But I managed to use her closet for a lot of my things that I needed room for. But I kept my own bedroom. I had a nice bedroom, so I wasn't worried about that.
There you go.
It was just a relief to get her gone. Isn't that terrible of me? That's awful of me. But it's just the truth.
It's not awful of you. It's being human. You can't like everybody in the world just because they're related to you. That's not how it works.
Well, you know, type of people that always think they know more than you, or they're going to criticize you, and... You know, the list goes on. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes, I know. And there's always going to be people criticize you no matter what you do. Whichever way you choose to jump, there's going to be people criticizing you for it. So you just got to do what's right for you.
Even as I grew up, it was the same way. It just never ended. But my sister died about I don't know, 5 years ago, I guess. And, I mean, I don't wish bad on anyone, but anyway, I'm sorry it happened to her, but, you know, I still, because of the way she was, I don't even know what she died from.
Oh, I hear you, honey. When my stepdad died, it was like, okay, I feel nothing as far as myself goes, so that's cool. That's all right. I didn't expect to. But then it was like, okay, how's Mama doing? So I called Mama, and I said, well, how are you doing, Mama? You know that it's not affecting me too much. She goes, oh, I know, honey. I didn't expect it to. I says, well, how are you doing? She goes, oh, hey, I'm just glad he died before me so I get some time by myself.
Oh, my word. Oh, Lord. Well,
so, you know, it's, you never know. You never know. You never know. I asked her, I says, well, if you felt that way, Mama, why'd you stay so long? She goes, because we have the house. The house has reverse mortgage, and I can live here free except for paying the taxes. Well, okay, that's a pretty practical outlook, so okay, fine. And towards the last 20 years, he kind of just left her alone, and he fixed his own food and read his books and watched his TV programs and slept in his own room, and okay, that's fine. She said they were more like brother and sister. So, all right then, if you're happy that way, that's okay. She goes, well, no, it'll kind of be better when he's not here, but it's okay. I can handle it this way. This is good. Oh, my gosh. I never expected to hear those things from – oh, my God. I never expected to hear those things from Mama, but, you know, hey. She's really happy now. She has her home, and she's not having to worry about it. She's great. No, it's like, it just kind of surprised me.
I hope I didn't
me.
Make a phone call on here. I think I accidentally touched it. Dadgum phone. I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh, well, I didn't hear anything funky monkey, so I guess you're all right. Okay. Here's eeny, meeny, miny, moe, eeny, meeny, miny. Yes, okay, I'll do this. From 1959, a guy called Carl Mann with Sun Records, and John sent me this to play because we think, when we hear the song Mona Lisa, we don't think of anybody but Nat King Cole. Well, other people did it. Here's Carl Mann doing Mona Lisa.
Well, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only, or is it lonely, they have named you? For that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile. Well, do you smile to tempt the lover, Mona Lisa? Our instance away to hide a broken heart. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. A girl whose beauty stains the rose. Many dreams have been brought to her, they all come down. What does she want? Nobody knows. Well, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only, or is it lonely? Have a name you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile. Well, do you smile to tempt the lover, Mona Lisa?
just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. Just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art.
Oh, good. They put that last note on there. I don't have to. There you go. Now, that is a different way of hearing that song. I like it. I like it. Keeping up with the rockin' mood. And you know, guys, it's time to say goodbye. Believe it or not, I've got one more song to play from our mystery singer to take us back into the 60s. And I want to thank you, Sue, for coming in and being with me this whole time. I really appreciate
you. Thank you.
I had fun.
I really did.
And thank you, Victoria, for coming in and listening. I hope you enjoyed it. You must have, because you came back after you got knocked off. So that was a good thing. That was a good thing. Thank you for being here. Thank you, everybody in the chat. You're a riot. I swear it. You guys are a riot. I love it. Just keep it up. Keep it up. It'll be great. No problem. Thank you, everybody that has clicked on the link from out in the groups and is listening. I know you won't be able to hear me at this point, but thank you for everybody that comes in later and listens to the recorded show. And anybody that's already listened that wants to hear it again, you can click on that link and listen as many times as you want to. And we love it when you do. So one last song, guys, and don't forget, tomorrow is the gospel show. And it's always good. It's always uplifting. And come join us for it. We've got lots of gospel music that we play, and it's very wonderful. It's very wonderful. It's going to make you feel good. Really. So anyway, here is our mystery singer, and he sent me the song, There's Always Me.
And you're wondering who to call for a little company. There's always me. If your great running should end and you're lonesome or afraid, darling, you need never be. There's always me. I don't seem to mind somehow. Blame seconds for now. Someday you and when that thing is in my arms, you'll come to know what a love may come and go. But my love for there's always me.
till everybody has gone, then play just one more song.
Nobody knows just what tomorrow.